So welcome, friends, to Newcomers. You're watching this. You're obviously watching online, but usually Newcomers is done in person. But you might also know who we are. So I'll still, let me say, I'm Nathan Fossil, the pastor of Mosaic Church. And this is Ashley Fossil. Not that I did not know your name. All right. So let's talk about us a little bit. So here's the deal. With Newcomers, usually we sit around and we hear from you. We hear your stories. But this way, since we're not in a room, we're going to tell you our story. So I'm going to have Ashley to start.
Yeah. So I grew up in South Carolina, and I grew up in a Southern Baptist church for the majority of my childhood. And then we did go to a PCA Presbyterian church for a little while. And then I went to Charleston, South Carolina for college. In the College of Charleston, I met all kinds of people and stumbled into a non-denominational church for the first time in my entire life. And that's kind of where we met.
Yes, we did. So I grew up in Kuwait as a Pakistani and also as a Muslim. So if you know a little bit about my story, I had a supernatural experience with Christ, and that changed everything. Got into college. We met there, technically, sort of. Long story, but anyways, and then we end up at Seacoast Church, and then we both came on staff there. I got ordained as a pastor there, and yeah, we thought life was great, and that was going to be our, like you said, home, right? And yeah, and then you were pregnant with Asher, our first son, and things were going great, but then I had a conversation with you, right?
Yes. Yeah, I was, I don't know, maybe 7 months pregnant.
Yes.
And we went to our favorite bagel shop. And you just kind of shared with me the vision that you had, that you'd just been thinking about. And, you know, I was scared. I mean, I had, you know, South Carolina was all I knew in my home. But I loved the vision and the heart behind it. And I knew then that God had called us together to whatever we were going to do. So, yeah, I was on board.
So then we started thinking about, okay, what does that look like? What does that mean? Because here was happening. I was the young adult pastor at Seacoast Church, and we did a service, like a weekly service at a gathering. And even though Charleston, South Carolina is not necessarily diverse, that service brought in a lot of diversity.
Yeah.
And so we were like, okay, so God's wanting us to reach a more diverse group of people. And as we begin to think and pray about it, we begin to see a vision that God wanted for us at, in starting the church.
Mm-hmm.
And that is how Mosaic was birthed. So you did some research, right? And you found out, what was the most diverse?
Yeah, we were looking for diverse cities that were larger cities, but not too far away, because both our families were close by, and we wanted to, you know, be able to not be too far away from them. And Charlotte was top of the list.
Yeah, it was. And so in, help me out, 2006, right?
2005, we moved to Charlotte with the launch team.
In the fall.
Yep.
Yeah. And then 2006, we started Doors Open, the sense of Mosaic Church here at AMC Theaters in Northlake. And then we moved all kinds of places. It's been how many years?
18 years.
If you're watching this.
In 2024.
Right. And so it's been quite the journey, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Yep. Quite the journey. So why did you want to start another church? You know, why does Charlotte need another church? It probably doesn't need another church. And we start thinking about, okay, God, what do you want us to do? And why do we want to give our lives to it? And so we realized that we need to be very clear about our mission. So what I'll talk to you about a little bit is that why Mosaic exists. Mosaic exists to reclaim the message and the movements of Jesus. You know, we came from different backgrounds, and Mosaic, they're missing people from different backgrounds. What we realize is we are called to reach a very diverse group of people, and they come from different backgrounds. So a lot of people have some religious baggage or religious things. Even in Christianity itself, I realize there's so many other denominations, you know, coming from a Muslim faith. I didn't really realize that at first. I realized that so many have so many ideas about who Jesus is, the teachings of Jesus, right? It was unique for you. Like you said, you were Presbyterian, but also Baptist, right?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
How did that work?
Well, I mean, we were in a Southern Baptist church for all my childhood. And then when I started high school, through some various circumstances, my parents just decided we needed a change of scenery.
Yeah.
And that was a big deal for them to actually move to a Presbyterian church. I remember them even then wrestling through the theology of, you know, free will versus predestination and baptism versus sprinkling.
Yeah.
And so honestly, I guess that kind of even set the stage for me to be able to realize I could question some of the things that we thought were sacred.
Yeah. Yeah. And so realizing that there are so many people who not really in one sense added to the message of Jesus, but interpreted it a unique way and maybe added some tradition. Because Western Christianity looks very different than Eastern Christianity. And so we thought, you know what, we need to reclaim what this message of Jesus is all about. What does a movement look like? So the message is the idea of what is the life and the teachings of Jesus really about? If you strip out all the denominational, traditional, cultural interpretations of it, what if we were just about that? And then the movement of Jesus is the idea of what the church should look like, what the church is. It's not a place, it's actually a people. And so we wanted a church focused on reclaiming that whole thing, allowing people space, providing them a community where they could really lose their childhood faith and grow into an adult faith to reimagine what it means to have a relationship with God through Jesus, empowered by the Holy Spirit. What does that even look like? And so, yeah, it's been really amazing to see all these years, people reclaiming, reimagining, revisioning their relationship with Jesus. And so that's what we see. That's what we're all about. And so if you find yourself in a place where you're like, I'm looking for a church community, but I've got some baggage, or I'm starting afresh, well, we want you to know that we want to focus on reclaiming, reimagining what your relationship with God and what's like. So that's our mission. And then we have our vision, right? So mission is why we exist. Vision is what do we see? So help me out, Ashley. What is our vision? What do we see for the communities?
We see a community that lives by faith, a diverse community, actually, yeah, that lives by faith, is known by love, and is a voice of hope.
Right. And so what we're wanting is this idea of creating a place where diversity is in the core of who we are. This idea of when you think of diversity, what do you think of? Likely you think of we've got to be a people who are accepting, right?
Well, our very own family reflects diversity. I mean, we knew we wanted to create a place where our children felt comfortable, that they weren't that they could look around and see other kids that look like them. So I know that was kind of the foundation, and it has evolved beyond that over the time and life experience.
Right, right. And so when you think about that, you think of like the idea of having a diverse group of people. You've bent towards being not exclusive, but what?
Inclusive.
Inclusive. And that is tough.
It is.
It is tough. And so at Mosaic, we say, you know, we're kind of creating a space, maybe a table where people who would never sit together sit together. Mm-hmm. And not just sit together, they live together, they do life together. And so it's been a beautiful thing to see, but it's also a hard thing to do. But we see a diverse group of people, okay? So in diverse in every way, right? Generational, socioeconomics, I mean, the whole gambit, is that the word? Gambit?
Yeah.
The whole gambit. But then we see that group of people doing three things, like you said, living by faith, being known by love, and being a voice of hope. So let's break that down a little bit, okay? So what does that mean? Living by faith. Basically, what we're talking about is that we're all moving towards a faith in God as based on the teaching of Jesus. Because when Jesus shows up in human history, he begins telling people and demonstrating with his life a different kind of relationship with God. And in fact, maybe even redefining who God is, not the gods, but God is. And so we want to live by faith, right? And then we want to be a people who want to be known by love. Mm-hmm. But what does that look like? I mean, you said earlier, talking about relationships, it has to be relationships, right?
Yeah. I mean, love can only be practiced in context of relationship.
Okay. Say that again.
Love can only be practiced in context of
relationship. Say that one time.
Love requires relationship.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. And so we have a high value of creating opportunities for relationships to develop and to have context for it through small groups and block parties and just different opportunities for us to do life together.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we want to be a voice of hope. And being a voice of hope means that we understand and know that God's given us gifts. God's given us a responsibility to be this, be his spokesperson, to be a voice of hope, not an echo of the world in a sense, to really be people of hope and to show not by just by our words, but also by our deeds, that there is hope in this world that desperately needs it. And so what we feel is that you could start anywhere in your faith journey and you could be from anywhere. But you could move towards a community like this, be a part of a community like this, where we're good with you being different, right? Because we're all about diversity, but we're wanting people to start wherever they are and move towards living a life of faith and not a fear and not anything else. And then moving towards being known by love, because even Jesus says that the world will know you're my disciples by the way what
we love each other.
Love each other. And so, and then the last thing is that like we want to be this group of people that lives out or being his hope. We are the voice of hope, and we do this by practical things as well, locally and globally, doing missions, which you're part of.
Yes.
And right. All right. So that's our vision. Let me lastly hit our structure. So our structure. So a mission, vision, and our structure. Now, before I get into that, I will tell you that after newcomers, we talk about this breaking down what it means to live by faith, hope, and love a whole lot. You talked about how growing up, your family had to decide, do they believe in sprinkling or do they believe in baptism by submersion or whatever. And what we've realized is that that's a different conversation.
Yeah.
And we do have an essential class after this, and that explore that a lot more. All right, so let's talk about structure. How are we structured? Let me ask you this. I'm going to quiz you.
Okay.
Are we let's see, part of a denomination?
We are not.
Okay. Do we have like an elder board?
We do not.
You don't. And that's not a traditional one. Do we have committees and deacons and all that?
We don't.
We do not. So how are we structured, right? Is it loosey-goosey?
No.
Is it just whatever?
No.
No. Okay. So how are we structured? Great questions. First of all, I wanted to say we are led by our staff. So all the decisions that are made at Mosaic are staff decisions, are led by the staff. Now, this staff is actually led by team of people that are called the navigators. Mm-hmm. And currently right now, I'm the navigator. Ashley is, Kristen and Mike, we're all pastors, and we make decisions about the future and about a lot of big things by talking through things. So it's really not like me going up to the mountain like Moses or something, coming back to the Ten Commandments, or these are the things we're going to do. It's different. We have conversations. That's what we call ourselves navigators, because we get to navigate this beautiful thing called Mosaic, right? All right. Then we are advised by our trustees.
They're all in the professional world.
Yes.
And so they bring that knowledge to help equip us.
Mm-hmm.
As we lead, especially making big financial decisions.
Right.
Right? They give us a lot of wisdom in that.
Correct. And this is a volunteer race. They're advisors. They're not like, they're not anything else. They're not employed by us or anything like that, but they're part of the necessary business, because the church is also, it's a church, but there's a business side of things as well. So they're great. And then they are guided by overseers. guided by overseas. What does that mean? That is where we as a staff and I have a sense of accountability, where there are overseers, there are other senior pastors who are in my life, who speak into my life, and who, in one sense, protect me. And so if there was a situation where I was not able to help make decisions, or I was maybe part of the problem, the overseers, with the help of navigators, would come in and make the decisions that are best for Mosaic. And so that is our structure. It's what we call a life-giving relational structure. And we're so glad that we have that, mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
All right, so guys, that would be newcomers, yeah. Right? I mean, is there anything else we want to say?
I don't think so, because like you already mentioned, we have other classes, Essentials, X Factor, and Team, where we're going to go over some more things in detail.
Yeah. But for right now, hope this was helpful, and hope you have a better idea of where God is leading you as you're looking for a church and a community to belong. So if you are interested, let us know, and we'll continue giving you what you need content-wise to go through next, which your next class is called Essentially. Cool. All right, friends. Thank you, and hope to see you soon.